This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear, offering a bright day for those outside, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze under partly cloudy skies. In Haifa, conditions are warm and pleasant, making it a lovely day to be outdoors. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour that dozens of Hezbollah operatives are trapped underground in Lebanon. The IDF maintains ambiguity, likely due to Iranian pressure and American mediation. Also, Ynet reports explosions in Iran, just in. Five blasts were heard near Bandar Abbas following a third night of U.S. strikes on Iranian military targets. Oman pushes for a long-term Hormuz deal. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post earlier today suggests Prime Minister Netanyahu is avoiding responsibility for the October 7th events. Concerns grow over accountability within the government. Separately, according to Forward, the European Union is considering a trade ban on Israeli settlements. Foreign ministers debated various tactics earlier this hour. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reported 3 hours ago that a French national avoided conviction over an incident at a synagogue in Double Bay. He claimed ignorance of the building's religious significance. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that five explosions have been heard west of Iran's Bandar Abbas, citing state media. Visegrad 24 shared earlier today that Trump commented on a new U.S. blockade, stating it's specifically against Iran. He mentioned a deal with Iran remains possible. Open source intel noted just minutes ago that five explosions were reported west of Bandar Abbas, Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Walla reports that the situation with Hezbollah operatives underground is tense. The IDF is not making public comments, possibly due to Iranian and American diplomatic moves. The lack of clarity raises stakes for regional stability. Turning to Iran, the explosions followed U.S. strikes targeting Iranian military positions. Ynet details that Oman remains active in securing a long-term deal for the Strait of Hormuz. The ongoing military activities could escalate tensions in the Gulf region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the criticism against Prime Minister Netanyahu. His avoidance of accountability for the October 7th incidents fuels political unrest. This raises questions about leadership and responsibility in times of crisis. On the diplomatic front, Forward reports that the EU may advance a trade ban with Israeli settlements. Debates among foreign ministers reflect deep divisions within the EU. Such a ban could significantly impact Israeli-West Bank relations. Finally, in earlier reporting by the Australian Jewish News, a French national was involved in an incident at a synagogue without knowing its religious nature. The court's decision not to convict reflects complexities in international legal proceedings. This incident underscores the need for cultural awareness. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business highlights a controversy in the Finance Committee. A letter from the legal advisor claims illegal votes were cast, suggesting a coup by Chairman Hanok Milvitsky. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that the government is set to vote on a 1.6 billion shekel aid plan today. This plan aims to support the high-tech industry amid a weakening dollar. And finally, SeaTech explores Elbit's new maritime model. Their vision includes using commercial vessels to deploy unmanned aircraft, signaling a shift in naval power dynamics. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.